In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents a show about everything. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with unforgettable, ever-insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journey. This is a conversation that matters as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before, with tonight's guest, comedian, author, actor, and acclaimed speaker, Alcis. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Thank you, Mark. I am excited about having Kyle Cease on the show because he is a master comedian. And what he does with his comedy is something I truly appreciate about him. And it's funny because just a week ago, I was with my brother and we met at my mom's house. And she was making homemade pizza. Now, it's beyond the scope of this show to have me tell you how great this Sicilian pizza is made by my mom, who grew up in Sicily. And so I'm not going to go into that and how great it smelled and how great it tasted and the sauce and the cheese. I won't go into it. But I will say that my brother didn't know she was making pizza that day, and he was going off to do something. And I said to him, "What time are you going to be back?" And he said, "Why?" And I said, "Because mom is making pizza." And I said it just like that. Pizza. My voice went up and I did it emphatically. And he just started to laugh because he hadn't heard me do that in a long time. Now, he then said, "You know, that guy will never know." And this is what he's referring to. Back when he and I were in college together, we went to a church service, and there was a minister who did his preaching and his teaching and all the stuff and all of that. And then at the very end of the service, he said, "I want you all to know that at noon, we're going to have pizza." Now, I don't know if he meant to say pizza or if it just came out like that because he was excited about pizza or if his voice just cracked. But it cracked up, my brother and I. We couldn't stop laughing and we couldn't stop saying pizza from there on. And it was the only thing that had us laughing like that whole day. And we just kept it up. Now, that man said a lot of things during that hour service, and I can't even tell you his name, much less what he said. And he probably said a lot of important things, like God wants us to do this, and we should think about this, and that's a sin or something, I don't know. And maybe some really good things. But pizza stuck. And I think it's because we laughed. And laughter has a way of going to those places and you remember those funny things. And that's why I love, one of the reasons why I love comedians, because we, though some of us can't tell a joke, we remember, oh, there was a great joke I heard, I can't tell it, but, and we laugh just thinking about it. Or we, those of us who even can tell a joke, we laugh and laugh and laugh and we can't stop because we just think it's so funny. We remember those things. And Kyle must know, we'll ask him in a little bit, he must know that secret, because not only is he a funny man, he uses his comedy to actually get some really cool stuff out there. And they stick because it's funny and because it makes us laugh, makes us smile, and we connect with it. Now, knowing Mark, having heard this, from now on, he'll probably never say pizza again without saying pizza. Am I right, Mark? Is that you or not?
No, but now I know why you didn't make the string beans.
I didn't make the string beans. Oh, no. Because I didn't. Yeah. Oh, inside story. No. You and the string beans. All right. I didn't make. Promise string beans. I didn't end up making them. And though it wasn't a big deal, he, of course, has to say that I didn't make string beans.
Pizza.
Pizza. Next time, maybe I'll learn how to make pizza. But before I do that, we're going to take a quick break and come back with our guest, Kyle Cease, right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back, and our guest is Kyle Cease. Now, he's currently one of the most in-demand young comics, selling out over 200 shows last year from coast to coast. His Comedy Central one-hour special, Kyle Cease, Weirder, Blacker, Dimpler, premiered in 2007 to extremely high ratings. His half-hour special, Comedy Central, One Dimple was, what's with the dimple thing, was one of Comedy Central's record's highest debuting releases. Last year, he won the Comedy Central Stand-Up Showdown, competing against the 100 best comics in the business. I have to go on because this is really impressive. Since his memorial appearance as the slow clapper in Not Another Teen Movie, and as, I'm myself as an echo. Can everybody hear that or just me?
I heard it.
And as Bogey Lowenstein in 10 Things I Hate About You. I mean, the list goes on and on. TV, film, radio appearances. He's a frequent guest of the hit syndicated radio show Bob and Tom. He has appeared on The Late Show with Craig Ferguson, Jimmy Kimmel Live, the Martin Short Show, on and on and on. And now he's on Life Changes with Filippo. Welcome, Kyle Cease.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I've never heard an introduction like that. Like, you had to go to, you went to commercial since the introduction and came back and did another introduction. I think that's, I can't imagine if that happened in a comedy club. What would that be like? Like, all right, we're going to bring up Kyle Cease, but first the pizza story. And then they bring on another comic real quick and then come back and go, okay, so here's Kyle Cease. Like that makes me feel like I have a lot of credits, and I'm very thankful to be on your show. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to talk to you, and you and I have actually met a couple of times, and thank you for reminding me. It was under such weird circumstances that you got to see me perform, but I didn't get to see you, unfortunately, and now I wish I had.
Oh, yeah, it was good. I'm very, very funny. Very talented. And also, now you're going to think I'm nuts, but I have this thing where I'm so good at placing people, and maybe I'm wrong, but do you also shop sometimes at the Whole Foods on Sepulveda?
Oh, no, that's too funny. We live that close to each other?
Yeah. Are we, like, recording this thing, like, next door? And I'm, like, going to go into, like, the closet, and you guys will be set up, and I'll be like, oh, my goodness, you guys live in my house, too?
That is so funny. Wow. Yeah, I do. So we've, that's really bizarre. Well, nice to know you.
Yeah. No, it's funny because I have this weird thing where once I see a face or see them perform, I drive my fiance nuts because I constantly will be like, you don't recognize that guy? We'll be in line. I'll be like, that's the guy who had one line in Splash. Like, I can't believe you don't know. And I go up to him. I'd be like, you were in Splash, weren't you? He'd go, you're the first person to recognize me. So, and well, I bet you anything, I bet you because you're a musician too, that pizza story is in the exact same key as the way the guy said it.
Yeah, I've never ever thought about that? See, the way you think, your mind is really weird.
Yeah. I don't ever know it's weird until someone says that. But yeah, I definitely, it's, I have this bizarre, I think that, you know, when you, entertainers and people that, you know, go through conscious shift kind of see things slightly one step outside of everything they're seeing, you know, and don't ever take directly the content only as is. There's a kind of different way that they see it where they're stepping outside of it. So,
you know, and it's funny you should say that because all week I've been thinking of things. Oh, I'm going to ask Kyle about this. I'm going to talk to him about this because I haven't seen you live, unfortunately. Evidently, I've seen you at the Whole Foods, but I don't remember you being that funny, so it didn't kind of stick. So
you didn't see my buying my smoothie joke? So good.
But then I've seen all these clips and I'm like, oh geez, he just put up a political thing. That's really funny. I got to talk to him about that. And then you've got this other thing going and it's like, wow, you obviously get your material from life, but you see life a different way than people do, but you kind of see the truth, but the funny way of it.
Yeah. I think that there's this weird stigma that we have in the spiritual community or in the mindset consciousness community that you can't laugh at anything. It's like there's this weird balance between in America and the world, you know, you're either a lazy, doubtful person, angry about life and doesn't think anything's possible, or you get to this place where you change your name to Rainbow Maca Sunshine and you don't shave your armpits. And the people that do that half the time, I mean, and I totally support it. I know what it's like to have your own inner shift and believe in it. But sometimes, you know, people talk to you on a way where they just expect that you already are in that place. Like I had a lady at a seminar last week tell me very casually, like I completely, and it's a given that these exist. She just said, I'm a pet psychic. Like, but she just says it like it's a side thought. You know, she'll be talking to her and she goes, you know, Fluffy needs Meow Mix. I'm sorry, I'm a pet psychic. So anyway, Corn, and you're sitting there going, wait, no, you can't just, everything she, I said, just so you know, when you talk to anyone in the mainstream America, it needs to start with, okay, this is going to sound crazy, but, and I find that, when we're laughing about stuff that it gets you in the moment. It gets you so conscious and it's really great because you can say points, and when people are laughing at it, they comprehend the points. There's a guard. There's literal studies that show that a new element of your brain opens up that releases, you know, basically it's, I don't know the scientific term, but so let's just guess the stimula. It opens up this
third. I'm looking that up right now.
yeah. And the cortex also has neuronzines. It's a scientific word. It's very Scrupleton, but but my point is that a third element opens up, and you definitely can connect with people more, and you know you're very present in the moment. You're never thinking of your taxes coming up while you're laughing. You know, you're very present, very in the moment, and I think that that's kind of the element and I shouldn't say that's missing. I mean, there's absolutely many hilarious people there, but when people are trying to figure out what life is, you know, the there needs to be a bridge to Rainbow Maca Sunshine and the armpits and the crystals and the wizards and stuff that they can know life is also just fun. I mean, I think our entire goal is to go back to being children, you know, and being that playful, you know, creative type that we were born being. And those kids were laughing at everything while they were creating, you know.
Yeah. So in other words, you read our mission and you're basically saying what we believe in. And whether you read it or not, I know this is what you truly believe in, what you do. And that's what we say here and do here at Life Changes is it's like, well, you know, some of this stuff really, even to me, sounds absolutely crazy, but that doesn't mean it's not true. And that doesn't mean it's right. Not crazy. I'm just saying it sounds crazy. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me more.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, I think that our job is just to get into a playful state, you know, and I think that, I just have fun doing it. I just, you know, for me, every time I'm about to perform, I'm in this, I'm doing whatever I'm doing right before I perform. And I believe that when you're in the moment, all moments are equally the same. And we put so much pressure on things coming up. You know, I have this job interview coming up, or I have this date coming up. And you know, the first thing is, if you feel that way, that that's a thing that's more important than the current moment you're in, you're saying that thing is something that fulfills me. And you're implying that you're incomplete without that thing. And so with comedy, you know, I'm having just as much fun before I go on the stage as when I'm on the stage. My belief is that the stage makes you 2 feet higher. And I've been a comic for 22 years and went through a lot of stuff in, you know, from 12 to 24 years old. I was touring and at 24, I'm sorry, in 2004, I was a little older. I ended up doing 68 colleges in a row, and I got exhausted. And in 2005, I went on stage, and I was a different human being before this. You know, I was a college comic partying and having a great time and stuff. And then in 2005, I went up on stage, and I was exhausted, and I had almost died with pneumonia because I was touring so much. And one day I just thought to myself, I wonder if you think about it enough, if you could make yourself faint. And our minds are so creative that it just, if you're not constantly creating, your mind will creatively sabotage. So I came up with this brilliant way to sabotage myself, and I created a stage fright and got to a point of suicidal anxiety, and then started really studying what was causing it and starting to pick up consciousness books and mindset books, and went from suicidal anxiety to number one Comedy Central special. And at that point I saw The Matrix. And after that, I started showing other comedians it, and then I got a lot of crap from a lot of dark comics and realized that I am one of the only comics that's saying this kind of stuff. And it's really weird, because I was at a point where I would perform in clubs and I would be one of 10 comics, and I couldn't say what I believed, you know, which is what we believe. And I would be one of 10 comics, and in the audience would maybe be a talent scout. And or I could go to like Agape and do a spot and be the only comic, and in the audience are the bosses of that talent scout.
Yeah.
And yeah, I found this crazy, crazy, extremely effortless, freeing path by just completely following my heart and I think doing something that really hasn't been done. And it's weird, because we think that, you know, the way to make money is to get a job a traditional way, you know, and if you find your core, there are such faster, more unlimited, effortless ways. Even if your core is like, you're just good at an Xbox game. I mean, you can make a video on how you got there and suddenly 1,000 people sitting on the couch will, you know, buy your product. Like, if you're just true with what you do and who you are, there's an effortless, more fast way to do and be what you are. It's just fascinating to me how we, you know, categorize ourselves in different categories and think the way to do it is this route that I've seen done a million times. And so what I'm doing is very scary, because it's letting go of the old industry, but it's very freeing because there's a giant, wide open need for it. And I find myself working way more in areas I didn't think I'd work in, you know?
Kyle, this is awesome.
I said, thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you. Not only thank you for doing this and showing the way to other comedians, but to so many other people, because, you know, comedy isn't, you know, something that people say, oh yeah, well, he took the easy way out, he's doing comedy. No, people know that doing comedy is hard. So if you're saying you found an effortless way in comedy, then there's got to be that same effortless, on path, in the moment way for other career paths that are
for everyone
considered easier.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we sacrifice quite a bit of ourselves so that we can get a job that we don't want to be in, or sometimes even have relationships with people we don't want to be, that don't align with us or whatever. I mean, the definite things that I experienced were, you know, I had easily the comfort of, you know, two Comedy Central specials. I could easily be touring comedy clubs right now. You know, I have the credits, I've had the career, and it doesn't fulfill me at all. I mean, it does, but to say exactly what I believe and speak at either colleges, you know, what I'm doing right now is I'm combining my comedy with my message, which with my conscious voice and speaking in a way that mainstream college kids can understand, you know, I believe there needs to be a bridge between the skeptical, you know, Dayton, Ohio Walmart employee and Eckhart Tolle, you know, and the things that are happening are I get to perform my comedy and still kind of have an edgy style and be myself and then do that story at the end and my truth. And what has happened is every lecture series wants me to work, you know, and then every corporate party wants me to come speak because, hey, maybe we have a motivational speaker that can be funny too. And, you know, there's usually we hire a comedian or a speaker, you know, and
right.
And to take the two things that you know, or you just really write out, what do I know? People might not realize how many assets they have. Well, I'm also really good at this or this, and go, could I combine that? And if you can't see it as possible, that means you're looking to see what's been done. If you can't see it as possible, that means you have something original. And we're so busy looking to see if it's possible by trying to copy. And it's exciting because this is something that really I've never seen a mainstream comic go into truth or spirituality. And it's weird because this just, it's like walking into heaven. I mean, it's just like giant opportunity, just opportunity after opportunity every day. And
wait, I think I hear voices.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the scary heaven.
You said I was such a good singer, you wanted to sing with me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll probably have a delay and an echo, but I almost was a singer when I started. I'm a musician, too, so I was close to going the other way. But
that's so funny. I almost was a comedian. Not
really.
No. But no.
Oh.
But... you know, it's so interesting that you're saying all of this, and it's so aligned with everything that we've talked about here, Life Changes. And I think we need to meet at Whole Foods in about 20 minutes.
Sure. Actually, I was going to go there. Seriously.
Well, I'm here with Mark and Dorothy, and the whole team's here. We might just have to go buy ice cream at Whole Foods or something and
run
into our guests. The reason I bring that up is also because it's so funny how you're talking about being aligned. Here's somebody, you, who I think is so cool, who I think is so funny, who I would love to meet, and who I would love to see perform live. And yet, just before we got on the show, you reminded me that we had been at several events together, mm-hmm. and that you had actually seen me perform, but me, not knowing you were on the bill or whatever, I left right after performing. And so I was there, but evidently I wasn't there.
Well, right? here's two differences, though. You know, I saw you sing. The first time I saw you, you sang. So you would stand out in my head more than I would stand out in yours. You know, I watched you perform. And then same at Maria's event. I think that was in June, and I saw you there. So I wouldn't expect you to remember me because you hadn't seen me perform. So and
yeah.
but you have distinct features too.
Okay. Well, there we go.
I see that hair and I go, that's one of two guys.
I don't even want to know who the other one is. So it's interesting that when Mark, our co-producer, heard you perform at a Gate event, which was this huge deal, and you were evidently awesome. I wasn't there either, but Mark was, and he wrote me, texted me, I think, from the place at while you were doing it. We got to have this guy on the show. He's so on, he's so right, or, you know, he's so funny and so aligned. And I went to look at your stuff. I'm like, yeah, duh. You know, let's do this. And so with your schedule and all, finally, here we are. But I'm mentioning this, too, because we're going to break real quick. And then when we come back, what we normally do is have a wrap-up session with Mark and I, where we talk about the guests. But we'd love to include you in that for the remainder of the show and have the three of us just chat and have a good time.
Sure, I would love to. Yeah, I'll join you in talking about me. That sounds good.
Excellent. Well, I want to remind everybody that our guest is Kyle Cease. He's appeared everywhere. And coming to a company near you, you can find out more about, or a theater, or a comedy club, or a movie, or your TV. You can learn more about Kyle at www.kylecease.com. That's KYLECEASE.com. You can get his DVDs, his CDs, and you can watch his videos, actually, all over YouTube. You can find him there at kylecease.com. And we'll be back with him and Mark LeJour right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back, and our guest tonight is Kyle Cease. You know him from The Craig Ferguson Show, The Jimmy Kimmel Live Show. You know him from film, Not Another Teen Movie, 10 Things I Hate About You. And you know him from, of course, his own TV comedy specials, like Comedy Central Presents Kyle Cease and his Comedy Central number 1 hour special, Kyle Cease, Weirder, Blacker, and Dimpler. I don't know why I'm laughing every time I say that. Well, of course I am. We're talking about Kyle Cease. You can learn more about him at kylecease.com. That's K-Y-L-E-C-E-A-S-E.com. But in the meantime, you can learn more about him right here, Life Changes with Filippo, while we're talking to him. Kyle, welcome to the show again.
Thank you. You know what I was just thinking is so funny, how we say, yeah, you were just saying you know him from, I appreciate you saying that so much. It's funny the phrase you know him from, isn't it? Because, like, if we have to tell him that, they don't. And if they do know me from that, then it's just unnecessary information.
Well, Kyle, that's a perfect time for me to chime in, because I was listening to all that, realizing, and of course you'll recognize me from that huge gate crowd. I was the one that kept getting up and sitting down, getting up, sitting down while you were speaking, because I kept wanting to call Filippo and text Filippo and say, this is the guy. Where is that conscious, aligned comic that gets it? And I kept wanting to say, this is him. And then I found out everything you've been doing and realized that I've probably been living under a rock, that I wasn't aware of all that. So it's everything in due time, and I couldn't be more delighted to have you on the show.
No, I mean, Gate definitely has been a big unveiling of me to the industry. It's been really cool because that event was the most bizarre, dreamlike gig for me ever. I mean, first of all, if someone told me 10 years ago, or I guess 8 years ago, like, put your fantasy gig together, what would be the ultimate? I'd literally have to start with, well, this probably would never, ever happen. But if you could get Jim Carrey and Eckhart Tolle together to create some giant...
Right?
Super, like, I mean, that's the two sides of me. Like, that's like saying, you know... Well, if Steve Martin and Tony Robbins had a kid, then we'd have, like, that's
right.
You know, and then
actually you kind of look like, never mind, go on.
Yeah. But that event was, the most amazing dreamlike event ever. And I had a blast doing it. And so, yeah, don't feel bad. There were a lot of people that said, I didn't know who you are, but now that's awesome. And
well, I want to step in and you know, this has been so great to watch you two reconnect and see my feelings validated in terms of how we think and how we see the world and it be echoed in your comments and of course your work and everything you do. But I'm going to get serious for just a moment. Make sure that our listeners understand exactly how brilliant you are, because what I witnessed that night was not just a host or a stand-up, or an acclaimed speaker. It was all of those things. The way you orchestrated the funny around such a powerful evening of messaging, of awakening, of topics that are typically in their own boxes, mm-hmm. and to have stitched things together, going from music to stories, for those that aren't aware, it's really a truly multimedia event. The way you went back and forth from characters to your own bits to the musical guests and then continuing to keep the funny up front while the message was maintained. And I think you need to be applauded for that because it's a unique talent.
Thank you so much. That really feels so good. And you know, as I do this, as I said, as I go into this industry, it's scary because, you know, comics come from cynicism and they come from, you know, comedy's a defense and a lot of, it can be. And if you say, you know, when I was a kid, I was this chubby kid. And if someone, you know, started to make a joke about my weight, I would like just, or say something or put me down. I would make a joke and win. And, you know, things weren't really addressed. And I think that that's the core reason a lot of comics have a darkness to them. It's a vice that's masking pain. And so because of that, as I left, or as I got more into this, the people around me, my peers and everything, were very hard on me and, you know, very vocal at, you know, who's this guy think he is? Is he some guru now? And, you know, 'cause they don't understand this stuff or study it. And, when I get compliments, like what you're saying, more and more, I feel this permission. It's almost like something's pulling me up going, this is needed and it's allowed and you just keep doing it and watch as it gets, you know, watch as we pass this weird tipping point and you won't even have one more thought about the other way to do it. And you'll have this full on permission. And it's so exciting to do it. And the first time it was so exciting when I was in an agape and just said exactly what I believe and know. Mm-hmm. And, that gate event was the pinnacle of them though, to do a set. And then at the end of it, you know, I'd performed for 18 hours that day and then, or the event was at least that long. And I emceed the first thing and then performed for Eckhart and Jim at the second. And then, after that, Jim Carrey's like talked to me for half an hour and Eckhart and Jim, I remember being in the hall at 1 a.m. and Jim held my hand with Eckhart next to him. And he was like, hey, like they looked like my parents sending me off to college. Like, it's just like, hey man. And he goes, good luck, man. And then Imagine kicked on the stage and went through the speakers in the hall. And the next morning I just cried all day. Mm-hmm. And what was really insane was right before that gate gig, I dropped my agent, who was the biggest agency in LA, but they weren't in alignment with me. And my fear in dropping them would be I wouldn't get movies. And at Gate, I ended up getting 4 movies after that.
Wow.
And right after I dropped them, I felt this power in me that just said, I don't need anything external to do what I do. And we hold on to so many things because of fear. Like if I let go of them, I'm sorry, I'm talking so much. I should be segueing you into air, but like there's such a
no, you're doing great. You're yeah. doing great. Oh, if I let go of this.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I let go of this, you know, I won't get to go out for movies. And then I realized I'd be holding on to them because of what I might lose. And I think anytime we're analyzing something, it's a debate between our heart or our soul and our brain. And our heart can say something like, you can do what Gandhi did. You can do what Nelson Mandela did. And your brain goes, if we break up with this person, we can't go to Cheesecake Factory every Thursday. And your heart goes, that doesn't
matter. That's where I know you from, Cheesecake yeah. Factory.
That I'm raw now, so probably I would have got lettuce wraps if I was there recently, but
really but, raw. Actually, I need to mention to everybody, since we've all mentioned it so many times, we keep saying GATE, and that is Global Alliance for Transformational Entertainment. And it was something that was started by some people within the industry, including Jim Carrey, obviously, who's been mentioned, but within the industry that is saying we're looking for transformational entertainment, not just entertainment, to knock us down. And that's exactly what you've been giving. And thank you. You know, you evidently you're raw in the way you eat, but you're also raw in what you're sharing. And that just, that just says so much. Thank you.
It's so easy to really listen to what you're thinking and just say what you're thinking, and all the guards and all the, I mean, everything just comes out. And like, if you're on stage and you're nervous and you just say you're nervous, the audience can think about when they're nervous and identify with you. But we're so busy thinking that we are our content versus our truth, and our content is what we brought to the stage or to the show and what we think that we need to say. And it's a thing that we developed in the past, and we give it more power. And we are just this thing that is full of thoughts all day. And a quote that I had was in one of my videos that they can see on YouTube, on my youtube.com/KyleCease, is that I feel like we're radio alarm clocks, and a radio alarm clock's job isn't to get other radio alarm clocks to like it, and its job isn't also to, come up with a bunch of music to play later. Its only job is to put its antenna up and play the music that already is existing. And you're always thinking something, and if you just show up and say what you're thinking, you become an artist. It's so weird. You're an artist on stage if you just say what you're thinking, because, you know, the audience is not a group of people. It's one person several times. And if you talk to the audience the way they're one person in a bar, you know, it's the most effortless, because that's the way we communicate the other 23 hours a day anyway. So
I think that's brilliant. I think that's what's really evidenced in the shift that people talk about, and what we're moving from a creative environment where people are actors, right? We're moving from that to a creatively collaborative environment where people are beers.
Yes.
And it's a completely different creative environment, and just as magical. But rather than acting like somebody else, you're being yourself and allowing that magic to come forward.
Yeah, it's very surreal. You know, I just spoke at an event recently, and it was a little challenging for me because the focus of the event was, you know, how to sell and how to, you know, how sometimes there's events like this, and then it's like, okay, I have this thing, but I only have 10 seats left, and it's usually $2,000, but today only it's $9, right. You know. And I'm not knocking people. I mean, I really think sometimes those events are great Trojan horses into consciousness too. But, you know, if you're working from a place of what can I get from something, you're saying I'm in lack with that thing, and you'll be moving from fear, and you don't allow the creativity in you to unfold. And because you're holding on to what you need to get versus just allowing this flow to just do its thing. And the quote that changed my life was, I was in a lot of pain because a comic had written a big angry blog about me that didn't know me at all. And he was a very dark comic, and he's like, who's this guy think he is to talk this way? And I was really hurt by it. And then I watched this movie, and there was a line that said, you are what you love and not what loves you. And I realized up until that point, I'd been moving from what loves me. I'd been going on stage thinking, I hope I kill. I hope the crowd laughs at this. I better do this right. And I thought, when I was a kid, you are what you love. You love creating. You love just singing. We'd sing into our radio like we're a DJ, and we didn't sit there and, you know, check our results and our numbers and how many, what's our list like, you know? And when we do that, it's just fun. And I just shifted to that place that day. And it's been the most effortless thing. You just have this unconditional love going out. And like Wayne Dyer said, the sun never says you owe me. You know, it's just shining its thing. And the weird byproduct of that is you end up making more money. You end up having a bigger list and everything, but you're not looking for it. It just shows up, you know? And so I've discovered that, and it's this bizarre, I haven't stressed in like 2 years, you know. You start to see this thing, and I love that I found, you know, this, and that you guys exist, you know, that there are people that have discovered this, and I think it's just more and more, and it's really exciting to me.
Well, that's funny, because I was just going to say the same thing to you. Keep owning that, because you know what? The one thing that we prize so much is that ability to make people smile, the ability to make moments, and someone with your kind of gift and talent, to have that kind of insight and awareness, but that masterful ability to make people laugh is such a powerful weapon of hope and love and awakening and whatever word you want to use. You know, just keep owning it, because you're in a very special place, and I'm happy to have met you. And I'm, like I said, I'm so glad we had the opportunity to bring you on tonight.
Oh, thank you. Could I actually mention that it's funny because I just said these people that upsell seminars, but I actually am doing an event, but I am not doing any sales tricks or anything. It's actually just cheap. And if people want to go, if they don't, it's cool. But I'm doing a thing on creativity. I'm talking at a comedy club for 3 days on the art of creative flow. And just when you're in flow, how much you can't be in fear. And I just really want to share that with as many people as possible.
Kyle, is that the one April 28th, 29th, and 30th in Hollywood?
Yes, it is. It's at the John Lovitz Comedy Club.
Right. And they learn more about that at your website, actually. Yeah. Right?
Actually, you know what? We're changing things around, so they can write me. This is my actual email. People can write me at KyleCease@Yahoo. And I'm sitting here hoping, as I said that, I'm like, wait, maybe you guys have like 10 listeners, right? Like, that out to like half a million people.
I'm thinking, what is he doing exactly? But that's okay, I guess.
I don't mind. I actually really love reading emails and just, you know, writing people back and forth and meeting and you know, at those seminars, I'm the only one that doesn't hide. I go hang out and meet people and, you know,
You know, Kai, you bring up something really interesting. You know, the fame thing, and we're actually running out of time. But the fame thing also has been did, you know, in giving out your personal email right there. What I've noticed is, even though we have a bigger following than I even know, because we'll go to events and people will recognize us and people will, you know, say, oh, I love the show you did, blah, blah, blah. But everybody seems to be so gentle and so kind. It's not the same kind of fan base. It's not the same weirdness that people go into. And who knows, maybe as we all get more famous, it'll be different. But I have a feeling as we're changing, so is the audience.
You just brought up a very big point that I never thought of. You're right. Because as I move into this industry, there can be a fan base, but they're conscious people too. So they're not sitting there thinking to themselves that they're less than we are. you know, in the other industry, in the, you know, the Kim Kardashian thing, you know, the people that are following Kim Kardashian think of her as bigger than them. And when you go through your own conscious shift, you comprehend that we're all even and we're just using different skills. So you just made me really have a breakthrough with that. You're right, because the audience that listens to this have been through shifts or are going through shifts and aren't as capable of a weird, starstruck, hyperactive, you know, as much. Do you know what I'm saying? Because they're people that, and that's who I want to align with, because that's people that, you know, I'm not trying to sell this to everybody. I'm just doing what I do as truthfully as I can, and the results will be what they are. And that's a really exciting point to me, that I don't have to be scared to give my email out, because, you know, stalkers aren't capable of understanding this kind of show.
Well, you know, Kyle, I'm glad that you said that I helped you with that, but you know what? You say you want to align with it. You sound like, to me, you already are. And it's what I do, but I know it's what you do also. You do life coaching and your seminars and all that. So I do want to remind people to go to your website or to email you. But KyleCease.com, KyleCease.com, and get the DVD, the CDs, and watch the videos that he's got a ton of videos on there, and some verbiage of his that makes so much sense. And of course, the seminars and all that. So, Kyle, this has been so much fun and just way too short. So we'll have to do it again soon.
Yeah, I'd love to do it again. And if I don't know if you guys ever do it in person, but I'm happy to come in or hang with you guys. It sounds like I can just walk down the street and see you.
It sounds like it. We do live on camera, and so very interested in that. Now that I have your personal email, I'll actually. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you know you wrote me on that email, so you.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, if you're really gonna be at Whole Foods in, like, you know, the next 20 minutes, I really was going to go and can meet you there, and that would be a lot of fun.
Let's do it. I'll meet you there in 20 minutes.
All right. So it is. All right. Well, thank you, Kyle Cease, for being with us on the show. I'd like to thank, of course, Mark Lejeune and Dorothy Donahue for producing it along with me. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and thanking you all for being part of this beautiful world, part of this beautiful show, and part of all the beautiful changes we'd like to see in this world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Now's the time. Now's the time.